Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for our afternoon wrap-up here on this Friday. Complete market details coming up when we return in just a moment.
I'm going to put up some hay before long, and I saw that Go Bob has red rhinos. I thought I'd seen him run down the street when I left the bar last night.
No, Ernie. Red Rhino is the leading maker of hay handling and hauling equipment. Go Bob Pipe and Steel have several Red Rhino models to make your hay experience better.
I've seen that black rhino leaving the bar before, but never the red rhino.
Ernie, Go Bob Pipe and Steel is the exclusive distributor of Red Rhino hay equipment. They have trailers in five lengths from 21 to 42 feet.
Well, I got a lot of hay. Can I get the rhino and the hay on one trailer?
Ernie, Go Bob also has a double-wide trailer and just about anything you could imagine from Red Rhino to make your hay handling job more productive.
Well, Earlene wants me to quit drinking so I can still see my red rhino if I get one.
Folks, take it from me and not Ernie. Go Bob Pipe and Steel has everything you need to make your life easier on the farm. Come see us online at GoBob.com.
Tell them Ernie and old Red Rhino sent you.
Well, widespread market weakness continued through the complex today with traders looking for price support. But so far, volume was light to moderate, but many traders were willing to step back into the market. Corn prices were higher. May corn futures are about 3 cents higher today. Stock markets were higher. The Dow Jones was higher. The Nasdaq also higher today as well. Pressure continued in nearby live cattle futures as traders reacted to weakness in cash cattle markets. Beef values started to shift lower, also adding another degree of uncertainty to the already bearish market. This is creating pressure in all nearby contracts. Even though spring and summer 2017 contracts are able to hold minimal gains, the focus remained on the lack of underlying support in market fundamentals. Cash cattle trade was quiet, with light bids developing in the north at $204 to $205. Feeder cattle futures bounced higher and lower through the morning, with the early gains quickly giving way to moderate to strong losses. Traders were trying to position themselves in front of the afternoon cattle on feed report. The combination of general market weakness going into the report, while most traders feel overall placement numbers will be reduced, is leaving feeder cattle futures mixed today. The grains were mostly higher today, getting a lift from light buying across a variety of markets as global concerns recede a little bit. Now, as far as Kansas City was concerned, it did finish higher. The other markets actually ended up at mixed here this afternoon. The ability of crude oil and soybeans to trim sharp losses yesterday restored some confidence to traders shaken by recent volatility. The wheat prices posted modest gains overnight and got a boost from buying after the start of trading in Europe today. The corn prices were a little better today following fairly quiet trade overnight, but did end up on a mixed side. Old and new crop contracts sell 200-day moving averages below the market on Thursday's break. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.